When one was broken, both vanished from sight. A man is made squint-eyed by propensity and anger.
Aha. Suddenly he said, don't think that about the guy with the bottles and the stuff like that. I'm talking about you. And there are two things in you that will make you like this. Is chashma and shakwa. Anger is the first one. When you're angry, what it means when you're angry? What happened to you when you're angry? Suddenly when you're angry, your judgment is very sharp. Something is bad. You cannot find some goodness in the subject that you're angry about, right? Because you want to demolish it. You want it to not exist. You want to break it down. So to you, the subject of anger, your anger is absolute bad. What happens with your appetite when you want something? Because shahwat mainly is appetite. Later will be transformed. Now they use it just for sexual appetite. But mainly shahwat, shahwa means appetite. When you like, you have appetite for something, that something is good for you. When you're angry about something, that thing is absolute bad to you. When you're out of these two stressing feelings, then you understand that everything is a mixture of good and bad. Because the universe is a mixture of good and bad. And here we are not talking about the universe. It's not in my power to change the universe. I hope you don't expect me to lead you to change the universe. We are here just to correct ourselves. So look inside of it, right? Inside, we are the mixture of good and bad. That's the meaning of choice. So we are the mixture. Do not go to the extreme of bad or good. We bring up the example of the good people as holy people, and we speak in a way that they are imaginary. Somehow we don't say they are here. We don't point the finger. Because we are always aware that we are a mixture. That's why we need an effort to understand ourselves and try to change. Yes?
The bottle was one, though in his eyes it seemed two. When he broke the bottle, there was no other. Anger and lust make a man squint-eyed. They change the spirit. From rectitude. When self-interest appears, virtue becomes hidden. 100 veils rise from the heart to the eye. When the Kadhi lets bribery gain hold of his heart, how should he know the wronger from the wretched victim of wrong?
Okay, that was too much for me. Let's go to the first one. First one, he said, here is translated self-interest. The word is haraz. Amen. Haraz.
Is haraz like Aliza? Instinct?
Intention.
Haraz? Haraz.
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 Haraz means intention. When intention is there, suddenly virtue is hidden. Okay? And whatever you do it with intention, right? That's how often it happens. Because you don't do anything without intention. You have to have an intention based on anger or desire. There the virtue will be hidden. Then the second one was more delightful here. Is a judge who somehow will think about being bribed. What will happen to a judge who thinks that, okay, I hope that they will bribe me? You tell me, what will happen to a judge like that? Let's say I'm graduated, and today I found a job, I became the judge, and secretly I tell you that, you know what, I'm thinking about pride, because this is a good job, and it will pay good. What will happen to me?
Pardon
me?
You'll be dismissed, we hope.
No, I'll be successful.
You'll look at who will pay you the most, not who's right and wrong.
No. It's worse than that. They will say, when you think about that, then you cannot realize what is good or bad. You will lose it. I mean, you will lose the basic of judgment. It's not that you know that, okay, he's right, she's wrong, but I will say the opposite. You don't understand it anymore. That's how it happens. Because we're talking about inside, not outside, what will happen outside. When inside, you do not stand for one single thing, which is how, then you lose it all. I mean, you lose the understanding the thing. It doesn't matter what you do, the understanding will be lost. Repeat that, please. When the Qadi,
that's bribery, gained hold of his heart, how should he know the wronger from the wretched victim of wrong? The king, from Jewish rancor, became so squint-eyed that mercy, O Lord, mercy. He slew hundreds of thousands of wronged believers, saying, I am the protection and support of the religion of Moses.
Okay, here there was something that could not be translated, because as I told you, there are moments that Rumi will switch to Arabic language. And here he did so. He said, Shah as a Hilde Juhudane Chenan Gash Ahval, here is Persian. Persian will end here. Kal Aman Yarab Aman. That's Arabic. That's a prayer. That I run to the God, oh my God, save us. A prayer comes over there because Rumi emotionally wants to let you know that I cannot say anymore. When I say, the guy did this, suddenly I say, oh my God. When you say, oh my God, means you are in a state of mind that you don't want to go further with that explanation, because even the language is bad, and you feel very bad. Rumi will do it. So whenever he does it, I will let you know that. He switched to Arabic, means he let his emotion come out, because this is too much. Too much even for him to talk about and explain and describe. We say, oh my God, save us.
What's the phrase? What's the prayer?
Aman.
Aman.
Yarab Aman. Aman is that complicated word that you will learn later, maybe. Amana. Means safe. Safety. But the verb is iman, means faith, believe. Mu'min is a believer, because mu'min, believer, is somebody who has a peace of mind in heart, feels comfortable. When somebody wants to kill you, you have done something very bad, the king will give you aman, that if you give up, if you come out, you surrender, you will not be punished. That's aman. The policemen in Arabic language are amniye, because they are the people who are trying to make the place safe. So it's a very complicated.
Security. Security.
Security. Security and faith are in one word. Mu'min is the one who feels secure. Because if you believe in God, you cannot be afraid. You feel secure. That's how they describe the faith, the belief. And if something bad happens, For security, you turn to God and say, "Oh my God, secure me, save me." He will repeat it. Aman, Yarab, Aman. Ka is the beginning of that. He will repeat it twice that, "Oh my God, save us, save us. Give us that state of security from this one, because this is the worst thing that could happen." He described it that this is the worst barrier you have to pass.
So it's like Yarab Aman, Yarab Aman? Is that what you
mean? Aman, Yarab, you're in terms of
yes, say it. But so you, say you repeated Yarab twice.
Right.
Make it once.
No, just Aman Rabbi Aman, or Aman, Yarab Aman.
Okay.
Aman.